plate a potential nugget.
As a woman of IPS officer, or for that matter, as a woman, you actually say that you must always preserve the core of your femininity. And you say that it's a rare gift that should not be circumscribed by ephemeral circumstances. Can you say more about what you have in mind here?
Yes, I think for women sometimes become very in the police service. They tend to copy men in a big way because that is the model before them. For example, when I joined the service, there was no role model. Kiran Bedi was in Delhi, and I admit that because Kiran Bedi was there, that's why I was able to join the police. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been any police service for me. My father would not have known, or I wouldn't have gone. Even I wouldn't have known that women can go into the police. So, but her image is always very different from my image. And people have always told me, how are you so feminine? And how do you do this? But I have not had a problem. I am in uniform. The rest of the time, I'm in saris. I don't wear anything else. I'm mostly in saris. So that is one symbol. That is that your clothes. But clothes, of course, do not only mean that you're feminine because you're wearing a sari. But what I mean by femininity is that the core value of a woman is to be sympathetic, to take the family along. She is the strength, I believe, in the family, of course, with the support of the husband. But she is the person who has to handle her in-laws. She is the person who has to handle her parents, maybe also her siblings, etc. So that core value of love, affection, emotion, all that she needn't give up. She can live with that. And even in the corporate sector, you may become a top honcho corporate executive, but being a woman is your core, and you should maintain that femininity, and that femininity you should even bring to your table when you're discussing important things, issues, how it affects all everybody in the boardroom or every rank of the people you're working with. And I look at my sisters, they are both working in the corporate sector. And in the corporate sector, they always discuss that being feminine and being now that, what is it, that inclusion and diversity has become a big issue. They want to have more women, and they bring a lot of insights. And I think that we need to preserve that. And I would, the message I want to give to women is that enjoy all your roles. All your roles as a mother, a wife, as a part of the family. It is good to enjoy, maintain humility, maintain relationships with people. Don't cut off yourself. They will also understand that you are busy at a particular point of time. But just because you are in the police or you are a high ranking executive, you don't have to cut off people.
The related point you make, ma'am, is you say that there are some decisive moments where if you don't stand up for yourself, you risk losing not only the respect of others, but also your own self-respect. You actually say that in the context of, I think, one of your superiors.
Yes,
can you say more about, once again, maybe illustrate this with the example, or just provide a little bit of context around standing up in key moments?
Sometimes women have come to me in tears and saying that, look, this is the way somebody is treating me. I tell them that, why are you teared up first? Stop these tears and go back to that person and say that you will not tolerate this. Nowadays, you know, ever since this sexual harassment at workplace has come, this has become a very big issue. There are two kinds of women. There are one kind of women who will tolerate whatever is being pushed at them, any kind of sexual harassment. And they will not open up, and they'll tear up, and they'll carry their frustration. They'll not even tell anybody at home because it will be like ostracization. But there's that other group of people. If the boss gives her a chit for not doing well and her performance is not good, they will file a complaint against him. So this is what I don't tolerate, and I don't condone this behavior either. I said that if you have been badly treated, sure enough, stand up for yourself, and you must stand up. Now, this particular case, if it had happened in the case you're talking about, this, if it happened during this time, in it would have been definitely treated as a sexual harassment case. But in those days, these laws were not there, these decisions were not there. This man would not do anything overtly, but the entire department knew that he was a corrupt person. And he had this habit of going to everybody's room, using their STD phones quietly, using everybody's car, using any other kind of perks. And then what he irritated me with was that asking for my note, which I had written about a particular murder case in which I had found some of the family members to be accused. A woman had been murdered, and the bail was coming up, and he wanted to see my supervision note, because these notes go to the court to find out whether this man is really guilty or not, whether he should be given bail. So I was not responding to him, not giving him the file. He had read the file, but I was told he wants to Xerox the file and give it to the accused. So I was not responding to him, and then he came to my room, which is unheard of in those days, to go to a subordinate's room. So when I tell him to get out of my office, that time I never thought that I was this thing. I was in a rage. I was in a real rage. I wouldn't advise anybody to be in a situation like that. But if something like this happens, then the rage also becomes justified. And you must hit back and say that he did not do anything physically, but he was making these. He was just calling me to his room for that file. And he wanted that. And there was no physical behavior against me. But that itself annoyed me because of my own value system, when I don't want things to be done in the wrong way in the police department. So then what was strange was that I'm still trying to find my ways in Bihar police. The entire department supported me. So much so, the IG transferred me immediately from under him. He was not my reporting officer anymore. And one senior DIG said that you should put everything on record. So he helped me draft that letter. And we put everything on record. And in case he does anything in future, he did not dare. And years later, you know, he again came to me and asked me some help for getting his son a promotion or something wherever I was working. It was too funny. But a woman has to stand for herself. And if anything overt is happening to her, she must immediately rebel and must not accept it.
Very often, women try to start trying to belong to the unit they're in. And that can often lead to a feeling of dissonance, where the woman feels forced to do things that she ideally doesn't want to. Rama Bijapurkar, a board member, author, and an expert on the Indian consumer, speaks about how she's focused on performing rather than belonging in her journey.
Perform, don't belong. You know, if the entire focus is on belonging, then you're never going to fully belong and you're never going to fully perform.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you focus on performance, then it doesn't really matter. I'm not saying be obnoxious or anything, but you know what I mean. I mean, where do you focus your effort? Do you focus your effort on performance or do you focus on belonging?
What do you mean by belonging?
By belonging to the group. Mm-hmm. Let's say if it's the management team or the board team or whatever it is. So belonging would mean that I would come in earlier, have the coffees if I didn't feel like it. I'm saying I feel like it.
Put up with a lot of stuff.
The network, mm-hmm. Before, the network after. Or do you want to write a note to everybody 2 days earlier that says that I want to, because we may not have time at the agenda, I want to frame my thoughts on this matter and I think this is what you should do. Now I do that a lot. And belonging means you need the opportunity when you open your mouth that they've decided not to
conform
do,
to the
yeah, and if they've decided that they're not going to discuss the topic at that point in time, then you let it be. Or you're also vulnerable to people saying, hey, you know, do we really need to do this right now? But perform is really saying that let me figure out, I'm here because I will add value. Let me maybe work a little harder to add the value. But I'd rather spend my time there than spend my time trying to be part of the gang, because maybe I will never be part of the gang. Right? If you like the gang, that's great. I mean, then be part of it. But that's really where the effort is. Should you kill yourself doing a lot of stuff in terms of that?
I guess each woman has to find her style. But like Manjari says, I notice that it makes sense to lean into the femininity, being authentic, and focusing on performing rather than rejecting it in the spirit of belonging into the environment. If you want to tune in further into the concept of women leadership, you might find the conversation with Sally Helgeson relevant. You can find this in the guest section of playtopotential.com. Sally is a reputed coach who specializes in unlocking the potential of women leaders. You might also find the playlist on women leadership insightful. You can find this in the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. Here you will find multiple perspectives from thinkers and women leaders on how they've shattered the glass ceilings to rise to the top. Thank you for listening.